Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I don't even know where to begin breaking down this story, Sam. And I'm going to be honest, you're going to have to help me. Because when we first heard that two women from Kansas were missing, and then I believe, God bless them, their bodies were found somewhere by the Oklahoma border in Texas County, Oklahoma, somewhere. Things were not adding up. There's a lot about this story that is confusing. But at the heart of this story is a custody dispute involving two young children, okay? And I don't know, in all of the years on this program, we've ever talked about this. I covered as a reporter one murder that I can remember that happened during a custody swap where they were supposed to meet at, I believe it was a Walmart, and the dad never arrived. He was shot and killed by the mother of his children. Ooh. Her parents shot and killed him. And that is the last time I remember covering a story of this nature. This must have been 15, 20 years ago in Kansas City that that happened. This one is full of just bizarre details. But again, at the heart of it is a custody battle involving supervised visitation.
Yeah, so they were going to get the children from the grandmother?
Correct.
I can't really tell based on the genealogy.
We're going to be careful the way we tell the story because I don't want to confuse people. There are so many people involved. But Veronica and Jillian were the two women, ages 27 and 39, Veronica and Jillian.
Veronica Butler being the mother.
Yep, that were in the car trying to go get her kids to take them to a party.
6 and 8 years
yep.
old.
Jillian is the supervised visitation supervisor.
Correct.
Who was filling in for another court supervisor, okay? So Veronica and Jillian, this is so sad, are both found dead. Their car was found abandoned on the way around the Oklahoma-Kansas border to pick up these children, okay? So investigators say one of the people arrested is the mother of this woman's romantic partner. So the grandmother of the kids is the easiest way to say it.
Right. Her name is Tiffany Adams. She is 54 years old.
And she is one of three very bizarre looking people that have been arrested in connection with this double homicide.
Her 43-year-old boyfriend, somebody named Cora, and Cora's husband, Cole.
We don't even know I'm not even going to get into who those people are.
They are all four reportedly part of a group called God's Misfits, who are an anti-government group in the outskirts of Oklahoma there in the panhandle.
Okay. So when investigators find the car, the women are missing and there is obvious evidence of a crime, of a struggle, a lot of blood, a hammer. One of the women's glasses. So they knew right away something bad had happened. They end up going to the home where these grandchildren were supposed to be, and they talk to this woman, the grandmother, and whoever else was in the house, and they end up doing some sort of computer search during the course of this investigation that showed someone on this computer before these women died looked up taser pain levels, gun shops, prepaid cell phones, and how to get a body out of the house.
They did buy a number of burner phones, 5 different stun guns in a nearby store.
So I guess my question is, for the purpose of our listening audience, when you are going to do a custody swap, in a lot of those cases, not all, but in a lot of those cases, there is a neutral third party safe space that sometimes the court will step in and say, this is where we're going to swap. Either a police department parking lot, a gas station parking lot, a Walmart parking lot. But during these types of custody disputes, Sam, they were, this says, embroiled in a custody dispute over those two kids.
Yeah, so the father is in a rehab center somewhere in Oklahoma. The grandmother of the children
does not get along with the woman who died.
Got custody and absolutely does not like Butler, the woman who is the mother of the two, was the mother of the two children. She has died. And according to a witness, a teenage witness told investigators that Cora's plan, Cora is not the grandmother, but the other woman involved, was to throw an anvil through Butler's windshield while they were driving to make it look like an accident.
Right.
Because per their research, they found that anvils regularly fall off of work vehicles.
Okay, let me just tell you right now that the 4 people who have been charged with this horrific crime do not look extremely intelligent. We'll leave it at that. The question becomes for me when we first... honest to God, I don't even know that this would be in the news the way it is if it weren't that this happened during the supposed court-ordered swap of these children. I don't know what you do to protect yourself as a court supervisor. This woman that died, the mother of the children died, but also a court supervisor.
Last name Kelly.
Who wasn't even supposed to be there.
She was the wife of a pastor from Hugoton, where Butler lived in Southwest.
Yes, they just
Kansas.
Needed someone
yep.
to be a supervisor. And let me ask you this. What does that even mean? Do you have to have training to be a supervisor? Do you take protection with you if you know you are supervising someone that is in the middle of a very heated, awful, nasty custody dispute? Like, I just don't even know where to begin to unpack this because it's so bizarre. There are so many people involved. But at the end of the day, this was a woman just doing her job, filling in for a court-ordered supervisor who ends up brutally taken from her family for no other reason than these 4 crazy people are alleged to have hatched this plot to take out the custodial mom.
By the way, it does not say when this fight over custody started.
It's at least 2 years old.
It does say court back in 2022, the Oklahoma Court of Civil Appeals directed a trial judge to give the children's parents shared custody. The ruling said that they are very young and immature parents who accused each other of inappropriate behavior and choices, but said the children are nurtured and comforted by the mother and are happy and excited to be with the father when they can
be. But wait
be.
A minute. In court documents, Sam, when you go through any custody battle or dispute, there's going to be testimony on both sides that the kids are better off with mom or the kids are better off with dad. Now the dad's in rehab, so the kids are better off with grandma. I'm trying to get to the heart of the safety issue here. Is it normal for a court supervisor to be in a car with the parent driving in the middle of nowhere on an Oklahoma-Kansas border to pick up kids? Like, is that this? Are we paying people to do that? 913-586-7798. I have so many questions about this.
It says here that Kelly was handpicked by Butler as a court-authorized
supervisor. How can
supervisor.
You handpick your own supervisor?
I don't know.
913-586-7798. We'll get back with Dana Parks on much more straight ahead. If you know anything about this system, text us and tell us how this works. Because it's odd to me that you would be able to choose your own supervisor.
Text line says no training needed.
Oh, boy. Okay. 586-7798. Back with much more straight ahead.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.